Good morning, everyone. It is now time for Open for Business with the City of Santa Fe Economic Development. We want to send a shout out to all the economic development folks that are with the City of Santa Fe, Johanna Nelson, and all the team there. And with us in our studios today, we have Eric Renz Whitmore. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. I am so glad to be here.
We're glad you're here as well. Every month we have an opportunity to get together to find out what's happening that month. And May, I tell you what, I know there's a lot of excitement. You have a lot of news, a lot of information that you're going to share. But before we do all of that, you have a very special guest joining us in our studios today.
See, I told you that he would make you feel comfortable. It's just like that, isn't it? So Kristen Wood joins us. She is the program manager for the Youth and Family Services Division of the Community Services Department. And together with her and her department, we've launched a program recently that she's going to tell us a little bit more about. Very excited about that. I'll mention that this is Economic Development Week. It's also Small Business Week. And this is a great time to be sharing information about the ways that the city is helping small business in Santa Fe.
Well, and you do so in so many ways. And we're so thankful. And I would be remiss if I did not send a shout out to Busy. I just got my very own, I don't know if Busy's the mascot of economic development, but it's a, you know, really cute little stuffed animal.
I think radio really does this justice.
I'm trying to explain it. I'm having a hard time.
But we'll share a little bit more about Busy and their role and what's happening. What's happening with the libraries a little bit later. But it's a good time. It feels like, I don't know, spring is in the air. There's a lot of good things that some of which have been, you know, a long time working behind the scenes to make happen. But a lot of those things are hitting the street now, and it's an opportunity for businesses to get involved, but also for us to support those businesses.
Great. Fantastic. Well, without further ado, let's introduce our special guest.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Is this your first time in the studios
with us? Yes, it is.
It's your very first time. Now, I know Eric introduced your name and your title, but share a little bit about what you do. Mm-hmm.
It's also my first time meeting business or Busy, the business professional.
Yes.
So that was also a privilege.
That's super cool.
Yeah. So as Eric said, I'm a program manager in the Youth and Family Services Division. In that division, we do a lot of human services work. So that's how we kind of came to partner with Economic Development. It's been a really awesome partnership. I've really enjoyed working with the Economic Development team on bringing this program to life. And it's called SAFE Santa Fe, which stands for Security Assistance for Enterprises. So it's a great thing to be talking about during Small Business Week. It's a program that we launched specifically to help small businesses with recovery after vandalism or also implementing proactive safety and security measures for their business. So we're really excited to be bringing this to the Santa Fe community.
Exciting. Very cool. Mm-hmm. How did talk a little bit about, if you could, just the genesis of this, or like, you know, how did this, you know, come to be? This is a great program.
Yeah, great question. I think we'd been hearing from constituents in the community about, you know, the negative effects of vandalism or how their businesses had been negatively impacted. We really wanted to respond to that need in the community. So Johanna and our department director at the time really put their heads together and advocated for some one-time funding from the city and received that, which was a really big win for our community. And we're really grateful to them for doing that. And since then, we've been working really diligently as a team to build the program, which we launched semi-recently, a month or two ago, and have already been receiving a few applications. So we're really excited to get this program out in the world and to be promoting it. So thank you for having us.
I love that you explained that process, because I see economic development does so well with that. By mm-hmm. listening to our small business community, responding and advocating. So there was a moment of time that you talked about during this process where you listened, you got feedback, and then there was the advocacy part. Mm-hmm. And small businesses, we sure do appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Economic Development Department is really great at listening to businesses and working with them. So shout out to you guys.
Very cool. I love that, Eric. See, you're out in the community and you're doing your thing. And
we're out in the community, even if we're not fully out. You know, we're out there, whether it's online or in person. We try to be out there as much as possible.
And you seems like more days than not, days, mornings, afternoons, and evenings, economic development is out in our community. And so really looking forward to hearing about the programmatic details for this.
Yeah, and another awesome partner of this program is the Santa Fe Police Department. So they have a business watch program. So anyone who is participating in Safe Santa Fe will start by emailing the person who runs the business watch program at the Santa Fe Police Department. His name is Celestino Lopez. He's Sergeant Celestino Lopez. And then you'll get the police department to come to your business and they'll do a totally free security site assessment. And they'll look at your business and give you advice as to how to increase security measures or improve security on your site. So that's the first step in being part of this program. And it's a totally free service that the police department is offering to the community. So that's really great. And we're really excited to be bringing that into this continuum and offering that opportunity to small business owners as well.
I love that because small business owners may not necessarily know how to go about doing this, may not know how to go about developing an architecture for their security or what to look for. Or how to implement, and having someone that is a professional from PD to be able to come out and visit with small business owners and say, this is what you got to look out for. Maybe these are the different angles or views. I'm not quite sure what goes all in that assessment, but it makes a real sense for them to come out and take a look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a very thorough checklist that they go over. And it's really great to be, you know, thinking proactively about how we can work together to, you know, improve the safety and security of our businesses and the community and how we can all work together around that. So yeah, they come out, they're definitely have a lot more expertise than me, obviously, and their checklist is very thorough. So it's a cool opportunity.
So they come out, they visit, they have the checklist, and then what happens from there?
So once you reach out to them and have a date, you can start your application. So you either need to have done the assessment or have a date for the assessment.
So the assessment is a requirement.
It's a requirement of your application. Yes. So if you have your date set, then you can just say what the date is and submit it after the fact. That's okay. And then you can start collecting your documents. So if there's two different pathways for businesses when they're applying to this, to the Safe Santa Fe program. One is getting reimbursed from repairs after your business has had damages. So if you needed to replace a window, for example, if you did other things to repair from damages that weren't reimbursed by insurance. So that's one pathway. The other one is if you are trying to take proactive measures to improve your business against, just to make your business safer, then that's another pathway. So depending, you'll need to collect slightly different documents for your application. If it's something that you paid for, you would get receipts from hard costs, any proof of payment that you had. It can be whatever proof of payment that you had there. And if you have any pictures or anything like that, that's always really helpful to see. The application will also ask you, you know, what happened? Why is this needed? How is this going to improve your business? How will this improve your neighborhood or the surrounding businesses? And similarly for proactive efforts, it's really important to explain to us what are you trying to do and what is that going to cost? And then before you can get reimbursed, you will need to provide receipts for any proactive measures that you implemented. If you go to the Safe Santa Fe webpage, there's a really extensive list of things that are and are not qualifying, but it's pretty straightforward. Any, you know, infrastructural one-time costs that you implemented, those can be reimbursed.
How about install costs? I mean, let's say I don't necessarily know how to install some of these. It could be a simple security system like a Ring camera. And I'm like, don't ask me to hardwire that. I'll just, you know, end up frying myself. But if we have whatever security-like system is there, to have a professional come out and implement it, is that covered?
So we don't cover, that's a great question. We do cover licensed professional services. Perfect. So engineers, architects, contractors, stuff like that. We do not cover labor and personnel costs. So okay. If you paid your staff person to install it, we don't cover, you know, recurring or, you know, ongoing expenses.
But if there was a contractor that came out and did the job, you guys would cover that and mm-hmm. then submit the receipts for consideration.
Correct.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That makes total sense. Great. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that because small business owners are good at doing whatever business it is that they do. They just may not know how to install these things. So it's good to know that they can depend on a professional to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the programmatic dollars that are available, how much is available?
We have around $210,000, and we have only received a small handful of applications so far. So we still have quite a lot of funding available, and we're really hoping we can support a lot of businesses with that money.
And businesses can submit up to $5,000?
That is correct. And you can get reimbursed for up to $5,000. And just keep in mind that if you were covered by insurance, we also won't duplicate that coverage.
Makes sense.
So up to $5,000 per incident. And we are saying three incidents per business, rather.
Okay. All right. That's fair. So you're trying to spread it around,
precisely.
Letting everyone have an opportunity. Great.
Well, and I think one of the things that's great about a program like this is and this is one-time funding right now. Ideally, this justifies support in the future. So I'm sure we're going to learn a lot from what we've seen. You know, are there challenges that are facing more businesses than we might have thought of?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of a value and benefit that we gain from putting this out there and getting mm-hmm. the businesses involved and getting their feedback.
Yeah, we're definitely looking at this as a really great opportunity to collect more data on how businesses are being impacted and what's going on. And that can also help us, you know, make a strong case for continuing a program like this. So when you sit down to apply, it asks you all of these programs about or all these questions about kind of the security measures. And then there's a few optional questions as well about your business and about the business owners. And that's also for us to start collecting some of that voluntary data to see what kinds of information and data we can collect about how this is affecting our community. So the application can take an hour or more, and you can't save the application. So when you sit down to apply, make sure you take a lot of time and you are prepared so you don't mm-hmm. have to come back and redo it.
That can be so frustrating.
Yeah.
So is there a deadline, a specific deadline, or is it one of those things where it's like while funds last kind of thing, or a combination of the two?
It is while things last.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we do want to encourage small business owners to, apply sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply up to $5,000. There's 200 and some thousand dollars and as part of the program. So, get your application in mm-hmm. while there are program dollars available.
Yes.
Good.
We're really excited to get everyone's application. So please use the Safe Santa Fe program.
Yes.
This is great. This is.
I love it.
You come, you get an assessment done by PD. You have an opportunity to get a professionally installed system up to $5,000. You know, get reimbursed, all sorts of stuff. I mean, laid out perfectly. This is great.
It can be, for business owners, for really for anyone, but it can be so frustrating when there's no next step, or you're reaching out for help from, say, the city or somebody else, and you're not necessarily, they say, we'd like to help you, we can't. And so this was the result of many of those conversations and really a handful of folks getting their heads together to say, we want to be able to help. How can we do it, given the guidelines and purchasing and all that? So just really excited to see this hit the street.
Okay. Well, make sure. And if you want more information, again, people can Google and check out the website again. And you don't have to say a URL. It might be super long. But again, what should people Google?
If you go to the City of Santa Fe's Economic Development page, it's under programs and initiatives under security assistance for enterprises or SAFE.
Okay.
So you can find it on the City of Santa Fe Economic Development page.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. This is
thanks
great.
Thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, look forward to some other opportunity if you've got something that you special that we want to kind of share with a wider audience. This is a nice venue to do so. He's a pretty good guy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Have another empanada. Nice to meet you. I try to sweeten up our guests with empanadas. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Open for Business right here on KSWV Radio. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, Open for Business with Eric Renz Wintmore. And Eric, that was a great first segment, learning all about mm-hmm. the SAFE program that we have. And so I encourage people to go about and check out all the details for that and apply today. So what do we got going on, my friend?
Only a few things.
I'm sure it's an exhaustive list.
Let me make sure that my throat's in good shape.
It's like a laundry list of like a million things you guys are always doing.
Yeah, I know. And it's trying to find a balance of too much versus,
yeah.
But you want to at least plant some seeds at the very least as far as some of the different activities, because there's a whole lot. I think for a city our size, and we're kind of about a tenth of the size of Albuquerque.
Right.
We have a lot going on in Santa Fe, and I think that's one of the reasons why people love it. So,
well, that means we're definitely open for business. So we need to rename the program. Definitely open for business. Add the little carrot with the word definitely.
All right. Okay. Okay. Hey, you're closer to marketing than I am. That sounds interesting.
Okay. All right. Man, corny jokes, man. I'm the king of corny. Okay, cool. So tell us what else is going on.
Well, so let's see. So I will start tonight. So Wednesday night, there is from the New Mexico AI Consortium, and that's part of the New Mexico Consortium. They're having an event called AI After Hours, and that's going to be taking place at the Innovation Hub from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's not just AI. So there's a lot of stuff going on, or a lot of activities that are going on in what I'd call like advanced technology in Santa Fe and of course throughout the state. So this is, I think, one of the first times that this AI After Hours event has happened here in Santa Fe, and it's taking place at the Innovation Hub, which just launched a few months ago and is really, you know, lifting our game in terms of advanced technology. One of the reasons I want to mention that here is just in case there's any folks in the advanced energy arena, I checked in with the organizers and said, hey, this New Mexico Fusion Trade Association just launched. This is Santa Fe is a hotbed for fusion energy development. But since this New Mexico Fusion just launched, would you mind if we invited people? And they said, you know, all folks are welcome. So we really want to get technology folks. If any of your work is touching AI, this is a great place to meet some of the professionals who are making things happen. And I give a special shout out to the advanced energy people in town.
Well, just even to go and learn about AI and to learn about how this is changing literally the landscape for every industry out there. But like you said, technology, we are definitely a hotbed of technology mm-hmm. here in Santa Fe.
Yeah, we sure are. It's, you know, it comes from having super smart, creative people yeah. throughout the city. Whether you're working in a technology, whether you're working in business or not, there's a pretty good chance that something about the yeah. creative industries, and AI and technology is somewhat on your mind. Somewhat speaking about that, tomorrow morning, this is a really cool event that I think has been a long time in coming. The different chambers of our region have got together to create a regional connections event. So it's a tri-chamber networking breakfast and AI workshop. And that's taking place at the Cities of Gold Hotel and Conference Center. Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce is one of the core partners in there. You've got Los Alamos Chamber. And what it is not just this opportunity for people who participate in each of these chambers to connect, but they've also tacked on an AI workshop to help people who are kind of in this economic development, this business and community support role, to give them some of the tools that they need to improve the way that they deliver services.
Great. Fabulous. I love that.
And that's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Okay. Also tomorrow, shifting back to some of the things that our department is doing, is we've been pushing, and it's a great time of year for it, the outdoor recreation industry or sector is something that's really, really healthy. We know as people in Santa Fe that there's a lot of opportunities to enjoy the great outdoors. We have a lot of these sort of bikes for business and other ways where we're interacting with people in the outdoor rec arena. This is an opportunity for business owners in that space to connect with each other, sort of identify common challenges and opportunities, and talk with the folks from both our economic development team, but also Santa Fe County. They're heavily involved in this as well. So that's tomorrow morning. It's online. It's from 9 to 10 a.m.
Fabulous.
All right, now let's see. I've got so many sheets of paper here. I'm going to try and cherry pick a few handful handy events. One of the ones that is coming up that I think is going to be really helpful and important, it takes place in Albuquerque, but it's the New Mexico Builders Summit. And what this is it is a most of day, full day event at Hotel Albuquerque for builders, developers, and policymakers. With national efforts, and they're going to do a deep dive into the economics of building, specifically with an eye towards or a theme around housing. Housing's been a big challenge, both in our neighborhood, but throughout the state, really throughout the country. So what this event aims to do is find some of the lessons learned from around the country, see what we're doing well, and see how folks can kind of fill those gaps and make the most of, you know, kind of addressing these needs, but doing so in a thoughtful way that helps our communities.
Terrific. Terrific.
Yeah, that looks really good. Let's see, jumping across the 20th, I'll share is a really a big day because it's got several different events and activities taking place. I'll mention one in Albuquerque, which is a tech forum specific for exploring tech careers for veterans in New Mexico.
Oh,
exactly. Okay. We've got this sort of healthy veterans community.
Yeah.
New Mexico and Santa Fe area have become popular places for veterans to retire to. And a lot of them are involved in some way in the workforce or they're running companies. So this is an opportunity for folks to learn, are there special programs that are available? Sometimes there are workshops and other resources that are available for veterans. This is an opportunity for them to kind of see how do they plug into the business community here in Santa Fe and elsewhere.
That's a huge opportunity right there. Our veterans have sacrificed so much, and we can't thank them enough. But there are distinct advantages to being a veteran-owned business, and every opportunity that is available for our veterans to be able to engage in business, that is a great thing. Mm-hmm. And I do know that depending on the industry, depending on the opportunity, you know, for instance, if you ever do work with the federal government and you're responding to an RFP, there are extra points from time to time that are given to veteran-owned businesses. There are advantages that I've talked to veterans before that have shared. We have been able to get business. We've been able to do well, and do want to encourage all of our veteran community to learn about this, see what opportunities are out there that exist, and to potentially help you with your own. So,
yeah, I'm a veteran myself.
There you go. Thank you for your service. There you go.
I think there's some things that regardless of what your role was in the military, there's something about, you know, getting up on a daily basis and delivering and, you know, being part of, you know, addressing the problem or the challenge versus, you know, maybe sitting back and just letting life unfold, which there's a time and place for that. But I think it's particularly in business and, you know, growing community, these are traits that, you know, I think we know we value, but there's different things that we can do to make that the path a little bit easier.
Yeah, for sure. And if you happen to know any veteran-owned business folks, still do as much shopping as you can with our veteran-owned business. We love them. All right.
Buy local, go different.
That's right.
Buy from veterans.
That's right.
A couple other things on the 20th, and then I'll take a break. Just kidding. Sure. So one of them is Equal Grounds. So that's the series. We've been doing a lot of work with the Human Rights Alliance of Santa Fe to create a more hospitable environment for folks across the spectrum in Santa Fe. And one of the events that we do is, or one of the events that they do is Equal Grounds. It's a great community dialogue that happens at least once a month on, I want to say, the third or fourth Wednesday of the month. On May 20th, this comes together, and it's going to be at Vital Spaces. We love the new Vital Spaces location. And just LGBTQ plus and allied business owners have an opportunity to connect, share insights, and collaborate on initiatives that drive cultural and economic vitality. Also on the 20th, there's a great program that's coming out of NMSU. We work really closely with Arrowhead Center at NMSU, and NMSU has a number of other great programs. One of them is they have this American Indian Business Enterprise Program, and they've teamed up with New Mexico Community Capital to offer a series of online sessions for improving businesses for the Native American community. The next workshop is Begin with the End in Mind. You want to know where, you know, what's your destination? The more you know your destination, and the route may change, but the more that you know your destination, the easier it is to plan that path forward and see, you know, are you on target? Are you not? How do you need to adjust, you know, just your path to get there? The next session of theirs is on May 20th, and that's from 12 to 1 p.m. That's online. And I'm going to mention one last event on the 20th, and that is our friends at Creative Santa Fe. They have
Sir Rock'em'all.
Exactly. They have been knocking. One of the things I think they do best, and we're involved with just a couple of their many programs, but one of their real showcase events and activities is Pechacucha Night.
Yeah.
And what we love about it is it's an opportunity for local voices here in Santa Fe. You know, we're already pretty good storytellers, but this gives them an opportunity to really craft their message, to really hone in on the parts of their story that are going to connect with other people and get a message across. And Sarakamon does a better job than anyone I'm aware of at doing that. So their next event is on May 20th. That's at the Lenzic Theater. You know, classic, great, great venue. And the topic is green. So green can mean a lot of things. So some of the speakers, I just won't go into too much depth, but it's right from business to sustainability. If green evokes a thought in your head, that may be one of the topics that's covered on May 20th at the next Pechacucha with Creative Santa Fe.
These Pechacucha nights are so enlightening. Mm-hmm. They are exciting to attend. I'm going to contrast that with some other events that maybe I've been to. Okay, so I just want to say I've been to some events, and I won't say where, but I'll listen to a speaker, and the speaker goes on and on and on, drags it on, 5 hours later, wrapping up. Pechacucha Night is super focused. There's a specific timeline. You get through a bunch of information. In a very short amount of time. And what's great about that is it helps not only the presenters perfect their message, but also for the audience that's in attendance, you know, you're going to get a lot of information in a small amount of time. So you don't have to worry that this is going to be something that's boring or long or time consuming. The Pechacucha is super exciting, super informative. I've never witnessed anything like that other than with Creative Santa Fe here in Santa Fe. And it's great. So I just wanted to mention that in case anyone's saying,
yeah,
what's Pechacucha or what is it?
It has a bit of a weird name.
You got to get through a slide deck in a very short amount of time.
Yep.
And the audience gets to stay engaged.
Highly programmed, and I've participated in slam events in the past and sort of quick pitch events. But what I think is particularly special about Pechacucha Night in Santa Fe is it's sort of an experience that I think elevates everyone.
Yep.
From the speakers on stage to the audience, maybe it wasn't a topic that you knew about or cared about. You're going to learn something.
Right.
And you're going to see these other people, people you might see in line at the grocery store or something else. You're going to see right. these other folks from our community, and they're just, you know, it really shares how maybe special they are or some special aspect of their, you know, their perspective and their viewpoint. It's a really pretty amazing experience.
Right.
And if you go, I want to say that everybody comes out of there feeling better about being a human.
Right.
And that, we could all use that these days.
I agree. Absolutely. Well, thank you for telling us about that.
All right. Let's see. We've got more events. I try not to spend too much time on too many other ones, but a few more just to kind of hit some of the high points of what else is coming down the road. A couple different technology type events and activities are coming soon. So one of them is, let's see. Well, first, I should mention that, let's see, we've got... I see Equal Grounds again here on my sheet here. One of the things is with the return of Books Behind the Business.
Yay.
Yes, we love this. We were talking about Busy
another
before.
Popular.
I knew there was a connecting dot here.
Yes.
So we have a couple of programs that we're working on in partnership, just like you heard earlier. You know, we're working with the Community Services Department. This is work that we're doing with Santa Fe Public Libraries. And that's about creating these business kiosks, these business boroughs. Is the term that we used, and that's given rise to a creature we call Busy. Much better if when you see it visually. But one of the other parts of that program that we're working on with the libraries is Books Behind the Business. And for that, every other month, we invite a leader from the community, a business leader, somebody else who's has a leadership role to share a book that's inspired them and has informed the way that they do business. So we're really lucky to have this. This next one is David Perez. He's the leader of, I've been talking a lot about the Innovation Hub. He's the leader of the Innovation Hub. He's kind of a visionary economic development, business innovation development guy. He's going to be joining us. This will be at the Southside Public Library from 6 to 8 p.m. And I encourage everyone, it's a great mini interview, but it's also a community discussion. It's another one of those different way of kind of elevating the community. So excited about that on May 26th. Hitting a few more things, as I said, starting on the 26th, and this is taking place in Albuquerque, there's a couple different events that are happening, and I'll share a couple in June as well, that are happening in the technology arena. One of them is the New Space Nexus State of the Space Industrial Base Conference. Rolls off the tongue. And that is it's a national convening here in New Mexico on the future of the space industrial base. What are the different businesses required in the ecosystem in order to have a real space industry? New Mexico is one of, you know, fewer than 10 different states around the country that has a real space industry growing in it. And this is one of the ways that they're helping move that forward and connecting local businesses with national suppliers and maybe encouraging a few more businesses to move here. So that's a really exciting event that runs the 26th through the 29th. Back here in Santa Fe on the 28th is the next of the Native Business Roundtables that my colleague Deborah Torres runs.
Deborah's
been a great guest on this program from time to time. She'll be back. She's always in business. But the Business Roundtable returns on May 28th. That's from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and that's at the Santa Fe Business Incubator. Just a couple more events. May 30th is the Baca Block Party. We're involved with several different, we're sponsoring several different placemaking kinds of events where vendors come together in a neighborhood. You get to see the neighborhood, experience that, but also hopefully do a little buying local. That's from 12 to 2 p.m. Over in the Baca Block. let's see. And last couple of things. Let's see. Oh, yes. This is some of the June stuff. And this is around the energy ecosystem. So one of them is that the third annual New Mexico Energy Policy Symposium is taking place at OK Hotel Casino up in Okeowingay. And that's on June 17th. It's a full-day event, and it's a comprehensive energy policy convening. So you've got policymakers, you've got legislators, you've got people from the business and economic development community. Lots of us coming together to really think about, you know, not only where are things going for energy in New Mexico, but how can business play a role? How can people, you know, from throughout the community, how can they get benefit from the things that are happening here in New Mexico? Last thing I'll mention. Oh, go ahead. Did you have something?
No. It sounds great.
All right. Last one I'll mention, and it's kind of exciting. Another exciting one, because this is an inaugural gathering of fusion energy supply folks. I know fusion energy may not be on everybody's top of their list, but it is one of those sectors, or one of those, types of business that is really growing here. It's a little mini hotbed, so to speak. This is the Fusion Supply Chain Trade Show. This is kind of almost an international event where you've got folks coming in from all over who are looking at how are they, fusion energy is one of the different parts of the energy arena that is getting the most investment and is one of the most promising for the future of our country and the world. So we're glad to see some of that growing here in Santa Fe, and New Mexico has been making some big investments to help make that happen. So that big event is taking place June 23rd through 24th, and that's just up the road at the Hotel Santa Fe Buffalo Thunder.
All right. Whew. Very cool. Well, thank you, Eric. It's great learning about all of these opportunities on how to get engaged in. And again, do want to encourage our listeners out there, mm-hmm. to get involved, get active, get engaged, reach out to Economic Development. A great way to do that is to find out everything they're doing. Get the newsletter, contact oed@santafenm.gov, send an email, and get connected, because there's a lot happening. You don't want to miss out. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Love the opportunity to speak to you and your audience, at least on a monthly basis. And thanks for all you do in the community.
Thank you, sir.